house, morning madhouse. Wake up with us early in the morning. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. What the f*** wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
Part of the AWBG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. No Limit Larry, the morning man, how clocking in one time for the one time. We all the way out to, man. Woo, chilly start. It's gonna be a chilly week this week. All the rain in the forecast. We got some rain overnight. Still wet streets out there this morning. Be careful out there when you drive in. 38 degrees outside right about now. Actually, some spots had a freeze warning this morning because the temperature was so low, and they're saying that we could go through that again tonight. High today is going to be right near 57. We're going to get a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of sunshine, clouds, sunshine. Everything going to be playing peekaboo. In the matter out with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica the Garnetto.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, man, Jess?
Hey, nothing. How you doing?
How you doing? How was your weekend?
Weekend was wonderful. Hung out in the city. Was at New Edition on Friday night. Shout out to everybody that was at that show. It was really good. And then went to the St. Patrick's Day bar crawl yesterday. I mean, on Saturday. So, was hanging out in the city.
Okay. All right. Also, the man out with me this morning. Y'all say what up to comedian Bernay.
I say good morning.
Southside.
Good morning.
Eastside.
Good morning.
Westside.
Good morning.
Two thumbs up for the north side.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Burp.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go
Ladies
ahead.
And gentlemen.
Yep, yep.
Welcome to the Viking Show. Yes, sir. Shout out to my boys, man. State champions, undefeated season. Central Bears, 3A. First of all, shout out to the Lady Falcons out there at West Rowan. They won the state championship also.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Myers Park. Mm-hmm. They won the state championship also. They dominated.
They dominated.
They dominated. And shout out to my boys, man. Them Vikings over there at Central Bears. Larry. Undefeated season.
Undefeated season.
One loss in 2 years.
One loss in 2 years.
And they went out there and they, man, listen. When I say them boys, this might be the best team basketball I have ever seen in my life.
That's a good thing, man.
I'm not saying that just because that's my team.
Yeah.
Just because that's my school. But for them to be undersized, because the other team that they played had 2 7-footers.
Mm.
They got a 6'7" guard going to Carolina.
The point guard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He played point. I mean, he played like the two.
Okay.
But he'll probably play. You're right. He'll probably play point at Carolina. But for them boys to play the way that they do.
Yep.
Shout out to Jaden Thompson, man. He was most outstanding player of the tournament.
Congratulations,
shout
DJ.
Out to DJ. He was most outstanding player of the game. Audrey L. Miller got the sportsmanship award. Shout out to Gavin, Eli, the twins, Chase and Carson. Shout out to my boy Juice.
Juice!
Man. Undefeated Coach Baker, Curry, Coach Glover, all them boys. Shout out to them Vikings out there, man.
Hey, Coach Glover.
Hey, Coach Baker. Put Jake in the game.
Shout out to Big Jake. Nah, Jake ain't played this one. But still.
Congratulations on the real, though, man. That's real big. One loss in 2 years, and then they went on ahead and won the state title. That is very big. So, shout out to the boys. You know, I used to come to the games with you last year and watch them play. So, they did. They played a lot of team ball last year when I was watching them play. They was doing their thing. So,
yes, sir.
It's just real big to see them go ahead and finish off the season.
Yeah. They were undefeated, but they was the away team. I don't understand that.
Yeah, this had come sometimes.
I mean, it don't matter. Shout out to everybody that came to the game. They were out there in droves.
Yeah, I heard it was lit.
It was. It really was. And shout out to them boys, man. They went out there and brought that trophy on home, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, putting another trophy in the case.
Another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
23 years later.
Don't matter, baby. It's fresh this year.
It's fresh.
It's fresh this year.
Okay. The ain't gold, no dust on it.
The gold is golden.
Ain't no dust on it, Larry.
The gold is golden.
Shining. Shining.
Congratulations, man. All right. Y'all know what it is, man. Today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. People have two choices when it comes to their emotions. They can master their emotions or be mastered by them. That doesn't mean that you have to turn off your feelings. But it does mean that you shouldn't let your feelings prevent you from doing what you should or drive you to do things you shouldn't. The Bible affirms this truth when it says, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Do you know anyone who always allows their emotions to get the best of them? Well, just like a city without walls, they leave themselves open and vulnerable to attacks of the enemy. The truth is, our emotions are a part of who we are. They are God-given. It's okay to feel anger, sadness, happiness, or compassion. But God never designed us to be controlled by our emotions. So ask yourself this question. Am I allowing my emotions to master me, or am I mastering my emotions? I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. High today, it's going to be right near 57, 38 degrees, boys. Chilly out there, West Streets. Be careful on your drive-in this morning. And y'all know what time it is. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag M-H-Q-O-T-D.
Let's talk about who?
Oscars aired last night, and everybody is talking about Angela Bassett. She lost to Jamie Lee Curtis for the Oscar for a Best Supporting Actress. Both of them were nominated. Angela Bassett nominated for her role in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and Jamie Lee Curtis nominated for her role in Everything Everywhere All at Once. We are asking you, what is your favorite Angela Bassett movie?
My favorite Angela Bassett movie, I'm going to go with, What's Love Got to Do with It? My favorite scene when she whooped Ike ass in that limo. Favorite scene, she whooped his, I'm going to go with What's Love Got
to
Do with It.
Waiting to Exhale. Waiting to Exhale.
It's What's Love Got to Do with It for me. Because she looked like Tina Turner.
Everything. Like she embodied that role.
Listen, I thought that was Tina in that movie.
I'm surprised she didn't win an Oscar for that. That's crazy, right, man. They've been snubbing Angela for a minute.
Right.
And her face, like. I thought she was done. Go ahead, big dog. You said what it was. My bad. Go ahead.
I was saying that because from the role that she played in the beginning of the movie and how she escalated into Tina Turner. She was anime in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And she was Tina Turner at the end. It was the way she killed the whole movie. Shout out to her for that movie. That's my favorite as the best movie. Okay, go, Larry.
No, I was just saying, like, her face last night, like, she couldn't even hide her disappointment. You know how sometimes, really? Yeah, man, it's all over social media. Like, you could tell, like, she was really taken aback from not winning this Oscar. Like, I think this year she was like, okay, this me this year. Like, I got it this year. And then when they announced that Jamie Lee Curtis was the winner for whatever movie she won, for some movie I ain't never heard of.
What movie was she in?
I don't know.
Everything, Everywhere, hold on.
Never heard of.
Everything, I just had it. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, or something like that.
Never heard of. Did you see it?
No.
It won big last night.
Yeah,
it was a big. Course. The movie was a big winner.
Of course it did. But but you know how like sometimes you be expecting something and then you don't get it and your face, you know, you can always tell in our face.
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't got to say nothing. It's our facial expressions.
Yeah.
It was written all over her face to the point that Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors came out and they kind of shouted her out like later on during the show. Which was, man, it was, man, I think she deserved it. But Madhouse question of the day, how do we tap in on it, Miss Jessica?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, Scream 6 topped the box office, raking in $44.5 million in its opening weekend. That's the best opening for any movie in the Scream franchise. With a budget of just $35 million, the movie has already turned a profit. Creed 3 took second place with $27.1 million, crossing the $100 million mark in just 2 weeks. And the sci-fi flick 65 finished third with $12.3 million. Want to find out what took the fourth and fifth place? Go to our website, power98fm.com. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
Quickie.
It's Lola Larry in the morning, Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's a Monday inside the Madhouse, 640. Y'all already know what happens, man. Pastor Real come in the building, and he got to flip the script for y'all.
Thank you for having me and letting me speak to the congregation.
Never going to fail. We know Pastor Real, we never going to hell.
Make sure you drop a couple dollars down in the plate. Catch the Holy Ghost is Pastor Real on Power 98.
Good morning, Larry and Jessica. Good morning, Larry and Jessica.
Good morning, Pastor Real.
Thank you for allowing me to come speak to the people today. The word, the scripture that is being flipped by me, Pastor Real, and why do they call me that, Larry?
Education.
One hundred. And the scripture that I'm reading from today comes from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17.
Okay, 1 Samuel.
Chapter 17.
Okay.
And verse 40. And it reads, "Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine." Now, if you don't know who I'm talking about, I'm talking about David. See, David was challenged by whom?
Goliath.
Goliath. And Goliath was boastful. He was bragging. He told David, "I will send your flesh to the birds."
Is that what he told him?
"Of the air and the beasts of the field." That's what he told David. Mm. Bragging. You know what David said to him?
What David said?
"Boy, you got a spear, a javelin, and a sword. And you know what I got? The word of God, which will strike you down. And when I strike you down, I will cut off your head." You know who was the Philistine, Larry, Jessica?
Who was the Philistine?
The boys from Northwood High School, Central Cabarrus.
Oh, my God.
Was David. Because they were undersized.
Mm-hmm.
They were undermanned.
Uh-huh.
They were littler.
Okay.
Then the other team, turn to your neighbor, say, "Neighbor.
Neighbor.
They were littler. But you know what they had?
They had
a round object. And you know what that round object did? They threw it. And it went through the basket.
Okay.
You know what the basket was?
What was the basket?
Goliath's face. The basketball was the stone. And when the giant fell on his face, mm-hmm. You know what David did? Cut off his head and said, "Look up here, we done won."
Mm-hmm.
See, victory, like my grandfather told me, like an easy woman, size don't matter. Lad, turn to your neighbor, say, "Neighbor, size don't matter." Jessica, look at Larry. I mean, turn to your neighbor.
Look at me.
I didn't mean to say look at Larry.
Yeah. Get out of there.
Say, turn to your neighbor.
Just get out of there.
Size don't matter.
Size do matter.
We are the champions.
I am the champion.
The champion has been crowned, and the head of the crown is bestowed the responsibility. We won. That's the moral of the story. The moral of the story is, since your parents is the state champions,
Thank you.
Are the David. Other world. The doors of the church is open.
Complete your morning routine. Turn up the hip hop. We roll up slow.
Moments when you ask how my day go. Pour up a phone out of blueberry.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Time to let y'all shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. I shout out everybody out here, boss. You know we gotta shine, big floss. I wanna send a shout out to my people out handling the business. Real. I'ma tell a whole city that you.
My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Bama, Melton, Rando.
Okay.
Bama, Melton, Rando from Rock Hill, South Carolina. She originally from Charlotte, but she lives in Rock Hill right now. And she recently lost her husband, and I want to let her shine and let her know that we love her and we are concerned about her.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
Hey, I'm going to let my brother, Kevion Hoppershaw, he's signing to go to college today. He coming out of Burns High School in Lawndale, North Carolina.
Okay, Kevion. Turn up one time, one time. It's big, man, going to get that higher education.
Yes,
good morning. What it is?
Also, I'm going to let my kids sign Jaylen Brown and Bubba, Demaya, Leah, and Kenya all sign this morning.
Let the kids shine.
Turn me up, son. Turn me up, son.
Yeah.
You know what's about to happen.
Let them shine, baby.
The 3A state champions of the world.
What?
Central Cabarrus. Shout out to them Vikings, man. Jaden, Gavin, Adriel, Chase, Carson, DJ, Mari, Eli, all them boys over there, Micah, all y'all over there. Shout out to Jake Baker, Coach Baker, Coach Curry, Coach Glover, all them boys over there, man. Shout out to them champions, them undefeated champions, Larry. They lose all year.
Undefeated.
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 Stop playing with Central Cabarrus, man. Concord. We out. That's 2 years in a row. Cabarrus County got a state champion.
That's
what's Shout out to them, man.
Hey, you got, you ain't do your little thing. Welcome to the Vikings.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Welcome to the Viking Show.
Let's get it all the way out.
Yeah. Oh, I ain't done. We got you at 7 o'clock.
That's it. I ain't turning your mic back on no more. That's it. I'm just kidding.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, man, coming up inside the Madhouse, Miss Jessica's got it for you. Knows the neighbor news. And if you win today, you're going to go check out the Royal Comedy Tour coming to town April the 7th at the Ovens Auditorium. Keep it tapped in. It's the plug. We back at Sam 18.
Let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
What the hell is going on here? What the hell?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? This is Ms. Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, March 13th. Ja Morant's recent controversies could be costing him endorsement money. Coca-Cola has pulled his Powerade ads after he was suspended for flashing a gun at a nightclub and posting the video to social media. His likeness has also been removed from the Powerade website. He has signed a multi-year endorsement deal with Powerade on March 1st. That was just days before this whole nightclub incident. It's not known yet if his whole deal has been permanently ended or if it's just temporarily suspended. Bia took to TikTok and denied that she switched it up on Cardi B, despite what some fans believe. Apparently, discussion online festered after she deleted all of her tweets relating to Cardi before she went live with Nicki Minaj. Bia says that she's never even met Cardi in person. It's all love, and that people took those signs too seriously. Lil Durk hasn't given up on trying to get back together with his ex, who broke things off last September after finding out that he was cheating on her. Despite their separation, Dirk took to Instagram this week to issue a warning to men to think twice before going after his ex. He says, catch y'all in her comments. I'm going to break them jaws. Now, Dirk wrote on Instagram back in February when we were celebrating Valentine's Day, and India didn't take too well to the wishes, saying, I'm trying my best to be respectful and not put on a show, but people don't respect my choices. She also urged Lil Durk to let it go. Drake has jokingly suggested that rappers need to prepare for Father's Day as the holiday is fast approaching. He posted a selfie on Instagram with himself cuddled up with his dog, and the caption says, a lot of them boys you entertain wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me. So don't forget to wish me a happy Father's Day on June 18th. Happy birthday to Kamaya, Coco Gauff, Common, and Jack Harlow. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica.
News report.
The neighbor. Power 98.
That's right, it's 7:40. It's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry May.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, man? Are we mad, man?
You already know what time it is inside the mad house. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag I know you freaking lying. Hashtag ain't no way, boss. Oh my goodness. Somebody got to talk to me. Solid America. Somebody got to talk to me. Who is responsible for these highways and byways? Because whoever's responsible, I need answers now. Like right now. Man, listen. I don't know why our roads in Charlotte are unpaved. I don't know why they got bumps, humps, potholes, and everything in it, but I'm sick of it. Now, Charlotte is the number two banking capital of the United States of America. Ain't no way our roads supposed to be like this. I-277 northbound leading to Brookshire. Boy, it is like driving up a mountain through the rocks, through the mud hills and everything. Look, I am tired. I'm tired. Now, it's been like that for at least 6-7 months. Ain't no way. I don't know who is responsible for repaving or whatever, but we got to repave I-277. I'm talking about, listen, I'm tired of my tires getting busted. I'm tired of other people's tires getting busted. Like, you got it. When you drive on I-277 northbound, like, you got, it's almost like a maze. Like, you got to go this way, that way, to avoid all the humps. And it's not even potholes. I'm talking about, it's like the ground. It's just so uneven. Like, I can't even, like, if you ain't drove on it, you might not understand. But listen, I-277 northbound going to Brookshire, like coming from Independence, like going to Brookshire. Have you drove on that lately, bro?
No.
Boy, listen, go drive out there today. I guarantee you're going to be like, boy, somebody owe me some money for some tires, for a radiator, for an engine.
Why would I
want
to go over there?
Huh?
Why would I want to go over there?
Just to see what I'm talking about. Listen, I'm telling you right now, who is responsible for the paving and repaving of roads in Charlotte, America? I'm sick of it.
North Carolina dot.
That's who it is. The
Department
NCDOT.
Of Transportation.
Well, whoever it is, somebody got to get out there. I want it repaved by April the 1st. If it ain't repaved by April the 1st, I'm starting to protest myself.
Now, Larry got a day in the city. He can do it.
This is ridiculous, bro. I'm like, okay, I drive over there almost every day because that's the way to my crib. So I'd be like, yeah, I'm going that way. It's going to be better today. They already, I know they did one side. It's like they did one side and they just said the hell with the other side. It's almost like they started and then they just left all the humps, the bumps and everything in there.
Potholes too?
It ain't even potholes. It's just like the ground is so uneven. Like you'll be driving and be like, smooth. Coming up Independence, it's smooth.
Wait.
I'm talking about interchange the radio station, Burpee.
Hold on. It's the sound effects. What does it sound like?
That's how I sound in my car, Burpee. I'm sick of it. I am tired of having to take my car to wheel and tax change because y'all won't repay the goddamn on roads. It shouldn't be like this in Charlotte, America. It shouldn't be like this. I'm sick of it. It made me sweat this morning, Burpee. I'm so sick of it.
I'm sweating.
I'm sweating. I'm mad.
You upset, sir?
I'm mad. There's some people out there feel my pain. I'm telling you, because I be seeing them. The boy be like, bro, look, they got to do something about I-277 northbound.
277 all been constructed on for the longest, and that's the shortest interstate in the city.
Now southbound, like southbound is straight. Like that part, they got that part together. But can we get northbound together? Like, we didn't do them at the same time. Like, what's going on?
277 is literally a loop.
The loop ain't looping.
The loop ain't looping.
Hit the hashtag, see what else I've been mad about. Y'all didn't get this together.
Enough. I can't take this shit no more.
Then we got to get Burpee Stalks. You know what it is. It's a Make Love Monday.
I want to make love.
I want to make love.
I wanna make love.
It's time for love, and you know it. And I've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah.
Welcome to another edition of Make Love Monday here on the Madhouse. Larry Jessica, just like anything in life, if you don't put a little love in it, it ain't gonna be no good. You gotta do what you do with love in order for the final product to be something good. The way my Central Cabarrus Vikings played with love. They've been playing together for 13 years, Larry. The boys have been playing together since they was itty bitty.
Itty bitty.
Itty bitty.
Itty bitty.
And you know what the final product was?
What was the final product?
State championship ring, Larry.
Ring me.
Ring. Size them up. That's what I was saying Saturday at the game. Size them up. Jaden out there put the team on his back. Carried the team throughout the season. Helped carry. He didn't carry them. He helped carry. Because if he had a bad game, somebody else stepped up. If they had a bad game, another person stepped up. You know why? Because the chemistry throughout the team and the love that they had for each other showed on the court, Larry. Like Butterfinger say, you can't play being selfish. You can't play through one man. You got to play as a team. And when you play as a team, that means you got chemistry. When you got chemistry, that means you got love. When you got love, you get a ring, Larry. That's what happens when you play with love and you don't talk junk. Flossy.
Oh, there you go.
You know he's going to come up here.
Oh, there you go.
I should have took the bet, Flossy.
Because he was up here saying, y'all wasn't going to win at all.
I should have took the bet. I see what happened over there. They don't commit to their bets over there. Because I was supposed to go to Fruit Roof, Chris. I ain't getting nothing but a $25 gift card. That ain't right.
That ain't even the valet at Roof
Chris. That was one. That wasn't Flossy. That was one.
Yeah,
shout out to Flossy. Flossy, you know I had to talk junk to you. I know you about to text my phone. I know you are. But shout out to them boys at Central Cabarrus, man. It's all love throughout Cabarrus County. Viking Nation showed up and showed love. It was packed in there. The green and gold was heavy in there on Saturday night. And you know why? Because they came to show love. That's what love do, Larry. Get out of there. We're the champions.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, well, Snoop Dogg has announced that Death Row Records, the catalog, is back on streaming platforms. He says, yep, heard you. Death Row Records catalog is back streaming everywhere tonight at 9 p.m. In a follow-up tweet, he also included graphics of albums that are now available on Apple Music, like Dr. Dre's The Chronic, his music, Doggy Style, The Dogfather, and Tupac, All Eyes on Me, are now available for streaming. He pulled Death Row's music from streaming shortly after he acquired the label. So you all can be on the lookout for that. I'm Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, to that.
On the Blair in the morning, Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 41 degrees here inside Charlotte, America. Today's high is going to be right near 57 West Street, still out there. Gloomy, cloudy day right about now. Still kind of darkish outside. But y'all know what it is. Monday, 8:30. It's time to go to the courtroom, man. Doghouse courtroom. Where we at?
It's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
Every dog has his day, man.
Every dog.
You better call with the good.
Call my lawyer, cause it's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom, where you are the jury. You get to decide who is guilty. Today's letter reads, my aunt gave me a car safety kit for my birthday gift this year. It was a great gift. And I should know, because I gave the exact same gift to my uncle, her husband, for Christmas. This was literally my gift. I know it was because it still had a piece of the tag taped on the bottom of it. Now, my aunt has a reputation for being cheap and re-gifting gifts, but no one ever says anything to her about it. But I'm petty. So I made a big deal and was like, ooh, this is wonderful. This is the exact same gift that I gave to Uncle Ed at Christmas. After I was finishing opening up my presents, my husband told me, he pulled me to the side and told me that I needed to apologize to my aunt because she was visibly embarrassed by the situation. I told him she'll be all right. And I only said what y'all be saying behind her back. He says she is our elder and I was being disrespectful. So we want to know, is this woman guilty of being disrespectful to her aunt for calling her out like that? Older woman. No, not yet.
I'm triggered.
570
Always.
570 WPEG. Was this woman wrong for the way that she reacted to her aunt regifting her gift? She ain't even pulled a tag off of it. Mm. All right, give us a call. Let us know. Welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Our letter comes from a woman who received a birthday gift from her aunt, but it was the exact same gift that she had given to her uncle, her aunt's husband, for Christmas. She actually called the aunt out about it. And now her husband is like, look, you took it absolutely too far. You did too much and you embarrassed her. She was visibly embarrassed and you owe her an apology. The woman is like, I just said what y'all be saying behind her back. So, no, I'm not apologizing. We want to know, was this woman guilty for calling her auntie out in front of everybody for re-gifting her gift?
We're back in the courtroom right now. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Y'all is plugged for new hip-hop and R&B. Time to head back in the courtroom.
It's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good.
Mama call my lawyer because it's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
Welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today's letter reads, my aunt gave me a car safety kit for my birthday this year. It was a great gift, and I should know because I gave the exact same gift to my uncle, her husband, for Christmas. It was literally my gift. I know because it still had a piece of the tag taped on the bottom of it. Now, my aunt has a reputation for being cheap and re-gifting gifts, but no one ever says anything to her. But I'm petty, so I made a big deal, and I was like, oh, this is nice. This is the exact same one that I gave to Uncle Ed at Christmas. After I finished opening my presents, my husband pulled me to the side and told me that I needed to apologize to my aunt because she was visibly embarrassed. I told him she'll be all right. I only said what y'all be saying behind her back. And he says she is our elder and that I was being disrespectful. So this woman wants to know, is she guilty of being disrespectful to her aunt? Good morning.
I think she's innocent. I don't think you should ever apologize for being real. So I don't think she owes her an apology.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
570-WPEG. We're going back to the phone lines. Is this woman guilty or innocent? Let us know.
All right. We get the top when we come back?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Verb, why you laughing?
Because I'm ready too. You know I'm triggered.
You the one said it was triggered.
I get bad gifts.
Complete your morning routine. Turn up the hip hop. We roll up slow. Moments when you ask how my day go. Pour up a phone out of the blueberry.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good.
Call my lawyer because it's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
Welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Our letter reads, my aunt gave me a safety car kit for my birthday gift this year. It was a great gift, and I should know because I gave the exact same gift to my uncle, her husband, for Christmas. It was literally my gift. It still had a piece of the tag taped on the bottom of it. Now, my aunt has a reputation for being cheap and re-gifting gifts, but no one ever says anything to her. But I'm petty. So I made a big deal. I was like, oh, this is nice. This is the exact same one that I gave to Uncle Ed at Christmas. After I finished opening up my presents, my husband pulled me to the side and told me that I needed to apologize to my aunt because she was visibly embarrassed. I told him she'll be all right. I only said what y'all be saying behind her back. He said she is our elder and that I was being disrespectful. Is this woman guilty or innocent?
Good morning.
Is she guilty?
No, I don't think she's guilty, but how I think that maybe she should have handled it, or she could have handled it a little bit better by maybe just pulling her aunt to the side and having a conversation with her instead of embarrassing her. But I also am a big fan of being real, so she kept it real with her aunt, and her aunt can't handle the heat. So it is what it is.
Power 98, good morning, guilty or innocent?
Yes, I don't think that she is guilty. I feel like she did what she needed to do, and maybe her auntie won't keep doing the same thing to everybody else.
Good morning, guilty or innocent?
I think she's innocent. We're not apologizing to auntie. We teach auntie a lesson, and we're going to break these generational curses. No, you're not going to keep on doing this, and I'm going to let you know, yeah, that was my gift. So, no, we not apologizing. Re-gift it back to auntie when another holiday come or her birthday come. Give it right on back to her.
All right, thank you. All right, Brappy, what you got on this one?
No, I don't think she petty. I don't think she wrong. I don't think she guilty, the woman. I think the auntie is guilty. Because if you're an auntie, that means you ain't that old. So you know better.
Could be a great auntie.
Nah, hell nah. You ain't going to get no great auntie a car safety kit. They ain't driving. A great auntie?
Yes.
No, they ain't driving. Your regular auntie? Yeah, no, uh-uh. She gave her that car safety gift because she driving. She drive on the regular. Well, she gave it to her.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Uncle, because they still obviously are in the car often. Now, if you re-gifted, first of all, we'll go ahead and get you checked because dementia is setting in. That's early onset dementia. If you don't remember who gave it to you, and give it back to the person that gave it to you. So, y'all know I got an issue with getting bad gifts. That's a bad gift anyway. I don't want no car set or car gift. You gonna get something for my car? Give me a speaker system. Give me some LED lights. Give me something I can do with my car. Now, let me tint my windows. I don't want no car safety kit. You gave me an extra blanket. No, I'm gonna put that in the house. One of the girls gonna use that.
Okay.
The auntie is guilty.
All right, Larry, what you got on this one?
shut up, Larry.
I don't think the female who wrote the letter, I don't think she's guilty at all. I think the uncle is guilty. Uncle Ed is guilty.
You say Uncle Ed is guilty.
Uncle Ed, because she bought the gift for Uncle Ed. Mm-hmm. So that means, Uncle Ed, you ain't even opened the gift. If this gift can be re-gifted, that means you ain't even opened it. You ain't played with it. You ain't took it out of nothing. So this is Uncle Ed's fault. Uncle Ed, this is your fault. You are the guilty one, because if you didn't do this, even though auntie been re-gifting other gifts for years, nobody never called out because it was probably never this obvious. It's Uncle Ed's fault. But she was right in calling out. No, call out.
You think that she should have called out?
Definitely call out. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, you got to. Because if you want behavior stop, you got to embarrass the people.
Mm. Really?
And what yes. I told my daughter. Absolutely. You got one more time, and I'm going to embarrass the out you.
Let me ask you this. Huh? Is re-gifting gifts wrong?
Re-gifting gifts?
Oh, yeah. I got to think on that.
You think re-gifting gifts is wrong?
I don't know. I got
to
think on that one.
I mean, you lied to my face.
Boo, I got a box at home.
Yeah, I don't think about it. I don't think that's wrong. But Uncle Ed, because Uncle Ed, I bought this for you. Never opened it. It should have been torn up to the fact or you know what I mean? That it should have been went through or something, Uncle Ed. It's Uncle Ed's fault. It's his fault.
You can re-gift a gift. You just can't re-gift it back to the person that gave it.
Right. Give somebody else. Can't do that. Back to the person.
You say re-gift. You don't re-gift at all.
No. But you won't know though. Like
who won't know?
If Jessica gave me a gift and I gave it to you, Burpee, you won't know that she gave it to me and I re-gifted it to you.
I'm talking about for me. I'm talking about if I'm the one that gave you the gift that you re-gifted.
Right. So like if you gave me something and I gave it to Jessica, how you gonna know?
I'm gonna be like, cause I keep up. Larry, what's up? How that whatever
boy,
I gave you.
Asking about no gift.
Shut up. Stop playing with me.
You bought a shirt on that little rinky-dink. Wildin' out cups. You ain't asked about them since.
Not one time. Not one time.
Now what?
The one's still in here.
And they still in
here. I see it every day.
You ain't asked me what I do with mine.
See that rinky-dink? I ain't bringing y'all nothing. No more.
You knew they was rinky-dink.
Wildin' out cups. Who else gonna bring you wildin' out cups?
You got them damn straight up out the green room.
No, Big Baby. He ain't brought it to you.
Chico Bean.
He ain't brought it to you.
Good. Because I would have been like the auntie in this situation.
Nope. Ain't nobody
grabbing
back up. Hey, this is a regular cup. You don't drink out of that cup. It's a wild
enough cup. What are we supposed to do with it?
Keep it.
Put your pins in it.
Where yours at?
Put pins in it.
Where yours
I
at?
I gave them to y'all.
You had a whole sleeve of them cups.
I had a whole
sleeve. Took them right off of the off of the drink table.
You lucky I ain't bring jelly beans back. They had candy.
Baby, get out of my face. Get out of my face. Baby, I want you to know people is out here re-gifting your gifts.
Yeah,
I just want you to know
somebody, that. I can't wait my wild enough gift. My gift's on wild enough.
Somebody definitely got that wild enough
cup. How y'all gonna get my wild enough cup and then say it like y'all did?
I'm gonna tell you right now, kid in elementary school, he got your wild
out. Who y'all betting? What a wild out cup? Y'all gonna get them cups away.
I'm gonna let you know right now.
Who y'all lying?
That wild out cup is sitting on the teacher's desk right now with pins in it. I'm gonna let you know right. And it's the good one. Those the
oh, y'all
for the kids.
Y'all gave to somebody talking about, yeah, I went to go see the
girls.
I know
you didn't.
The teacher telling the students right now.
Hold on,
go get a pencil out the wild out.
Jessica, how's he talking about? Wait, remember that time I bought you all them cards? He gave the card to his little nephew.
Huh?
He gave, huh? Huh? Hell. What my little card did I
bought?
What card? Exactly.
Oh, the car was a bad gift, too. That car was a bad gift.
But see, Larry, I'm a real friend. I told you from jump that was a bad gift.
No, you gave it to your little nephew. I seen him on the
field. But I told you it was a bad gift.
No, we told you them cups was a bad gift.
They were bad gifts.
Not a bad gift.
They were bad gifts.
You can't get that from nobody else. I'm gonna buy a Hot Wheel from Walmart.
No, you could. Not the kind that I had.
We stop buying gifts for each other.
Mine was exclusive.
We stop buying gifts for each other after them damn cards.
Hold on, man. Then I thought about it. Jessica, what gift you done gave her?
Jessica gave us a gift.
I have.
She gave us like some stuff from a place she came from. I can't remember what it was.
No, you got us a shot glass from something. I still got that.
She gave us something. Yeah.
That's because they good gifts.
She gave us some something too before.
Shy glass. I done bought Larry some suntan lotion.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now. It's a white lady down.
It's a white lady on South Street. Got that suntan lotion.
You got Larry suntan lotion.
She was being funny. Brought me some sunscreen.
No, I was talking about the health. In health.
Yeah, it's a white lady down on 7th Street. She got.
We done got all off the subject. Hey, listen. The woman is innocent. The woman is innocent, according to Madhouse Nation.
Yeah, Auntie gonna take this one.
Yeah, well.
Oh, we don't have a.
We don't have an innocent verdict. It's all
the auntie guilty. Playing for the auntie.
Again, play for the auntie.
The verdict came down. You are guilty. So you will remain in the doghouse.
Hey, listen, if you have a case and you want to hurt me, it's just this doghouse.
Get a blackie. Get a blackie.
Can't believe he trying to justify them damn cups.
First of all, you know how many people listening right now want a wild enough cup?
Nobody want no damn wild enough cup.
Call up if you want a wild enough cup.
Call up.
We got one to give away.
No, that's mine.
Oh, that's a boss lady.
You don't take nobody's gifts.
No, that's a good gift.
But why is it still sitting in the studio?
It's dusty.
And why is it still sitting in the studio?
I put stuff in it.
What you put in there?
The mouse for the computer is in
Mouse.
It, Larry.
The mouse for the computer.
No, it ain't.
The mouse.
No, it's not. Look, just looking at it. No, it ain't.
The mouse for the computer. I put it in there.
Why is that in the cup?
Doing that.
Why is the cup? The cup was
a cup. It ain't a mouse holder.
Hey, look. Don't you know what I'm doing?
I don't even have a mouse holder.
Man, what you doing that damn wild enough cup?
I told you, little boy, elementary school got it.
Okay. Where's that card that Larry got?
His nephew got it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I rolled that car right on in the trash.
I got what I do with my cup.
You know, damn car.
We do appreciate y'all.
Don't buy the madhouse no gifts. If it ain't nothing to eat, if it ain't like some shirts or something like that, don't.
No, I like my gifts that I get.
Yeah, all right.
Man, remember that woman made us brittle?
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
It's Big Will.
Big Will.
Big Will, what's happening?
All right, we're going to play Black Smart, Big Will. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two out of three questions correct, you win. You have Black Smart. However, if you do not, we are taking your hood black card. All right, Big Will?
All right, then.
All right, you got three categories to choose from. Burpee's got category number one.
Rap trivia.
What? Jessica's got category number two.
The movie Players Club.
What? I got your category number three in recent black people news. What?
Pick mine.
Movie fan club.
No, the movie Players Club.
Yep.
Oh, movie Players Club.
Yeah, the movie, that movie.
All right, I'm
going to
take that one.
Okay. All right, somebody, this is the name of Bernie Mac's character in the movie Players Club.
Don't worry about it.
No.
We're going to give him a miss on that one. Would you like to stay in the same category or would you like another one?
He said,
let me go to the first category.
Go ahead, Burp.
The first one?
Yeah, you was first.
Oh, all right. The first one, rap trivia. When Young Dolph did not want to argue with his woman, where did he send her?
When Young Dolph don't want to argue with his woman, where did he send her?
He said she liked...
No.
Okay, you said it. Oh.
I lost.
No.
Where you go? I already knew you had lost when you go.
Hell no.
Look at that damn black car. You don't deserve it. Access denied. Your black privileges are revoked. That ain't it. Just go out there and redeem yourself. Go get you some black education. Damn dummy.
All right. If you want to win today, I'm going to tell you what. You got to answer Jessica's question today, all right? 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. 598-WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, man. Somebody trying to steal these tickets out Black Smart.
Good morning. I'm here to do the Black Smart challenge.
And who is this?
This is Tyrell.
All right, Tyrell. You got to answer Jessica's question. Go ahead, Jessica.
What was the name of Bernie Mac's character in the movie Players Club?
Dollar Bill.
You won!
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius. Oh, this is DNA. Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius. This is DNA.
You win.
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
You are Black Smart, and because you're Black Smart, we're sending you to go check out Babyface Ray at the Underground on April 30th. Tell everybody what station hooked you up, though.
Power 98.
No Living Larry, the Morning Man, how Charlotte's Blood for new hip-hop and R&B, man. It's 9:30 in the city. It's time to find out what's trending.
Trending topic. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press the play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press the play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. Yeah. New hip-hop and R&B, that's a hashtag. Yeah. Power 98, the plug, no, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's that.
Trending topics being brought to you by our Power 98 National Basketball Mayhem Bracket Challenge. You think you can predict who gonna win it all? You a huge college basketball fan? Log on right now, power98fm.com, for your chance to win the grand prize. Go ahead, man. Check it out right now. Jessica, what you got trending?
Well, Rihanna's trending. It was her first high-profile public appearance since the Super Bowl last month. She was out at the Oscars. She was nominated for a Best Original Song. She showed off her baby bump. She performed. Unfortunately, she did not win in that category. I think this is Natu. I've never heard of this group. But they actually won for Best Song at the Oscars. But she looked gorgeous.
Yeah. Bert, what you got trending over there?
Will Smith is trending right now on Twitter, and he's trending because people are saying that Will Smith is hurt by what Chris Rock said in his special.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Is he? Guess who really was hurt, though? Chris Rock, because you slapped the hell out of him, Will. That's what happened. Mm. Don't nobody care.
Did you really slap him now?
Yeah, he slapped him. He definitely slapped him. He slapped him jaundice. Have you seen his eyes? His eyes.
It was like.
So, that's what a lot of people are saying. Will Smith is hurt by this, but who cares?
Well, trending also this morning is the Oscars and the snubs. Of course, Angela Bassett, her face. Angela Bassett's face is trending.
Didn't she win not an Emmy? What's the other one? Golden Globe?
Probably so. She probably got everything else but an Oscar. Yeah. But the thing about it is, like, when they showed her face, because they had all four contestants on the screen, or whatever you call them. Yeah, you know.
Nominees.
Yeah, nominees. They had all, thank you. Thank you for that. They had all four nominees on the screen. And boy, when they announced that Jamie Lee Curtis won, Angela Bassett had that I kill your face. Y'all got to be.
I got to look this face up. Whoa.
Oh, my goodness. This one for the ages. Everybody's like, oh, my goodness. It was trending.
I have to look
trending
this up.
All day, yes. All night last night. It's still trending this morning. And of course, everybody's talking about Black Panther did win. They did win for best costume. Avatar won an award for best visual effects. But the biggest snub of the Oscars of all was The Woman King. And everybody's talking about that. Right. It was not nominated for nothing. Woman King was not nominated for one award, and that is an atrocity. Ain't
who
no
won
way.
The best actor and actress and all that?
Jamie Lee Curtis won best supporting actress, hold on, I just had it pulled up. I'll tell you very quick. It was somebody we don't know.
Somebody we don't know?
Yeah, probably somebody we don't know. Best picture went to that film, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
With Michelle Yeoh?
Yeah, she won Best Actress for the same film.
She won Best Actress?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And then Best Actor went to Brendan Fraser. From The Whale. You seen The Whale?
No.
I haven't seen it either. I saw it pop up on my thing, though.
That's like his first major acting gig in like 20-something years.
He won. He won. Yeah, and then Best Supporting Actress went to Jamie Lee Curtis and da 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 da.
That's dope. Congrats to him. I ain't seen the movie, so I don't know.
The Whale? What is The Whale?
I don't know who else is up
for. Is The Whale about a whale?
Yeah. Okay, sure.
I don't know. It could be.
Was it a white person movie? I didn't.
It's called The Whale. I mean, black people ain't not that messing with
you. Know who also is in that movie, Everything About People All Over the Place, whatever it's called?
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
The guy, y'all remember the little boy from The Goonies?
Yeah.
The Asian boy?
Yeah.
That was his first acting gig. He had stopped
since the
acting.
Goonies?
Yeah. He had stopped acting. No, not since Goonies.
Oh, I'm about to say.
Because I want to say he was in Indiana Jones after the Goonies. Probably I think. But since he was a little boy, that was his first acting gig in a really, really long time.
They won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress.
What? Anything? All?
Yeah, Best Supporting Actress.
Didn't Janet Jackson make a song about that?
Best Supporting Actor, Kee Kwong Woo. Is that who you're talking about?
The guy. Yeah, yeah.
Kee Kwong Woo.
Yeah, no, is? Seriously. That's him for real.
He won Best Supporting Actor for the same film.
Really?
Yes, and then they won the Best Original Screenplay.
So these Oscars should have been the comeback award goes to.
They won Best Editing. Yeah, they won everything.
I wonder what that movie's about. I saw it a while ago, previews when it came out.
Everything. Like, when you hear like a movie like wins all these awards at the Oscars, do it make you want to go watch?
No.
Me neither. I was just asking.
I'm not going to see the whale.
I'm going to see the whale. I want to see what it's about. If it's about a whale, I watch. You know, I like watching animals.
It's not an animal porn movie.
Another Malaria in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B each and every morning. We drop it on y'all. 6 o'clock. We call it the Madhouse Question of the Day. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
Ms. Jessica, what was that question today?
Today we were asking you, what is your favorite Angela Bassett movie?
She got snubbed at the Oscars last night, so we wanted to talk about her this morning. And Cruzion the Dancer said, waiting to exhale. Tyree Lettuce 704 said, most definitely got to be love. What's love got to do with it? I am the turn up. New New said, Hostella got a groove back.
I got all waiting to exhale.
Okay.
I got Hostella got a groove back. I got a lot of Hostella got a groove back. And what's love got to do with it? He said, once she got them McNuggets, it was over for Ike.
Not once she got the McNuggets.
Had his ass screaming in the limo.
She beat the brakes off Ike in that limo.
Listen, boy, beat the tent off that window.
Not beat the tent off. But another one of my favorites, I forgot. Like, you know, she's got so many movies. She's been acting for such a long time. Like, you forget some of her roles, like the mom and Boys in the Hood. Like Trey Mama when Lawrence Fishburne went to dinner.
Yeah.
She told him about herself.
Yeah.
Woo, that was a good one. She played that role too. But shout out to her, you know, she's currently on 911. The TV series. She just renegotiated a major deal. She's getting paid major dough for that. So shout out to her, man. She definitely should have won that Oscar for Black Panther too. For Wakanda Forever too. We know it, but I don't know why they keep doing this like that.
Yeah, she got to come back to life in the next Wakanda so she can win the Oscar.
She going to win from the dead.
Yeah,
probably be the way they give it to him. All right, coming up inside the Madhouse, you know we're about to roll call. You can roll call with me on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry.
With me at Hey Miss Jessica.
Or on my page at I'm Just Burpee.
Get into the wake up.
Get your ass up. Ain't no sleeping on the zone. Ain't no sleeping on the zone. Ain't no sleeping on the zone. Ain't nobody safe.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.